Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Memtes, 16 lines in the bottom of Daf Memtes and Aleph at the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah teaches us, Hatmidim, Eim Akvin Samusafin, Veloyim Musafim Akvin Satmidim, Veloyim Musafim Akvin Zezeh. And our Gemara will explain that our Mishnah is discussing the Din of Kadima, and as Rashi states, Mefarish B'Gemara, and once we learn the Gemara, we will come back to the Mishnah and explain the Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues, Lo Yikriv Kevis Pabbeke, Yakriv Ben Abayim, that if they did not bring the Tamid Shel Shach in the morning, then even the original Kohen that was supposed to bring the Tum Shel Shach in the morning can still bring the Tum Shel Bein Abayim in the afternoon. However, Amar Rav Shimon, Emesav is Man Shehu Anusin Vayishegin, Avlam Hayu Mezidim V'lo Yikrivu Keves Babeika Lo Yikrivu Bein Abayim, that the only time that we stated that the same Kohen could bring the Korban Tum Shel Bein Abayim, even though he did not bring the Tum Shel Shachar, is only if the reason why he didn't bring the Tum Shel Shachar was because he was a Oinis or he was a Shegig. However, if he didn't bring a B'mezid, then the Chacham made a Gzira that the same Kohen would not be able to bring the Tum Shel Bein Abayim in the afternoon, and a different Kohen would have to bring the Tum Shel Bein Abayim, as the Gemara will explain. And the Mishnah continues, Lo Yiktiru Keteris Babeika Yaktiru Bein Abayim, that as we know, they brought Keteris in the morning as well as at night, and if they didn't bring the Keteris in the morning, they would still bring the Keteris in the afternoon, and every day they would bring the share of a mana of Keteris, and they would bring half in the morning and half in the evening, as the Pasuk states, Praspa Baika, Praspa Erev, and the Tanakhama holds that if they didn't bring the Pras in the morning, they would still bring half of the money in the afternoon. However, the Mishnah continues, Amar Rav Shimon, V'kula Yisakrev V'bein Abayim, that although Rav Shimon is not chiluk on the din of the Tanakama, as he also agrees that even if one doesn't bring the Keteris in the morning, B'mezid, then even the original Kohen that was supposed to bring the Keteris in the morning can still bring it in the evening, and there is no Knas, as the Gemara will explain. However, Rav Shimon is still chiluk on one din of the Tanakama, as although the Tanakama holds that in the evening they'd only bring a Pras, however, Rav Shimon holds that since they didn't bring the Pras B'Baika, so they will bring the full mon in the evening, and there are various ways to understand the next part of the Mishnah. Based on our Gemara, it would seem that the next part of the Mishnah is actually the words of the Chachamim. The Chachamim continue and teach us a klal, that originally when they were mechanach to Mizbeach Hazav, they did so using the Teres HaSamim of the afternoon. However, v'loy Mizbeach Ha'ilah el b'tam shel shachar, but the Mizbeach Shel Ilah was mechunach through the Tam Shel Shachar, and specifically not through the Tam Shel Bein Abayim. And since this part of the Mishnah is going back on the words of the Tanakama, so the Gemara will ask, Man dechashmayu, that why would the Tanakama have to teach us any dinim that are relevant to Chanukah Samizbeach, and who mentioned anything about Chanukah Samizbeach? And the Mishnah continues, V'lo yaseh shulchan al b'lechem ha'panim b'shabiz, that the way to mechanech the shulchan was with the lechem ha'panim that was placed on the shulchan on Shabbos. V'lo yaseh menorah al b'shuv neri serah bein habayim, and the only way to be mechanech the menorah was only by lighting the seven neiros bein habayim. Our Gemara now begins, Boyim Nei Rav Chiya Ba'Oven Rav Chista. Rav Chiya Ba'Oven asked the following shayla from Chista, Zibur She'in Lehem Tmidu Musafin Is Men Koidim, that if there's a Zibur that doesn't have enough money to buy both Tmidim and Musafin, so which one takes precedence? Gemara clarifies the shayla of Rav Chiya Ba'Oven as Hechi Dami, as was the shayla of Rav Chiya Ba'Oven as Ilema Tmidin Diyome Musafin Diyome Pshita Tmidim Adifei Tehavlu Tadu Mekudish. Certainly Rav Chiya Ba'Oven shayla could not be regarding someone that only has enough money to either buy the Tmidim for today or to only be able to buy the Musafim of today, as in that scenario it's Pashut that we buy the Tmidim for today based on Rashi's first explanation. Although the Musafim are certainly Kaddish, as the only reason why we bring a Karb Musaf is because it's Shabbos and Yontiv, however the Karbin Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Abayim take precedence over the Karb Musafim, as it has two Mailois, as number one is more Tadir and number two it's Mekudish as well, and since the Karbin is being brought on Shabbos or Yontiv, so therefore it's also considered more Mekudish. As Rashi states, Tadir B'chol Yoyim U'Mekudish Hayoyim Yontivu D'Ilav Yontiv Lek Musaf U'Mesafin Lehavi El Mekudish, while the Karbin Musaf only has one Maila, as it's only Mekudish. And Rashi brings another explanation which we will get back to in a moment. Therefore the Gemara explains that Rav Chiya Ba'Oven Shailo must have been El Tmidim D'Lamachu Musafin De'Inna regarding someone that only has enough money either to buy the Karbin Musafin for today or to purchase the Karbin Tamid for tomorrow. And the shayla is Tmidim Adifei Shekein Tadir, that would we say that the Karbin Tamid would be Adif even though it's coming tomorrow, as L'maisa the Karbin Tamid is Tadir Vidilma Musafin Adifei D'Havel Mekudesh, or would we say to bring the Musaf, as the Karbin Musaf is coming for Yontiv and therefore it's more Mekudesh? And the question is, between Tadir and Mekudesh, which one takes precedence? The Gemara continues on Malay, so Rav Chista responds from Chiya Ba'Oven Tanesu that we should be able to bring a Raya from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us that Tmidim Ema Akvin Sa Musafin V'Loyim Musafin Ma'akvin Sa Tmidim V'Loyim Musafin that what is the Mishnah referring to as Ilayim de Islehu Lakadim, as if the Mishnah is discussing a case where one had the Tmidim and Musafim, and there's just a shaila as which one he should bring first. But Tanya, but we have a brisa that states, how do we know that no Karbonis should be brought prior to Tamar Shel Shachar? I'm a loymus in a pasuk in Pashat Sav regarding a Karbon Oilah states, Sav is Aaron Ves Bon of Lemur, Zois Teres HaOilah, He Oilah Al Mikdal Mizbeach Kalalai Lada Biker, Veishim Mizbeach Tukabai, and since it states, Zois Teres HaOilah, with the Hei Idea, Va'amu Rava HaOilah Oilah Rishena, and therefore Rava teaches us that the pasuk is teaching us that the Oilah has to be first, and as Rashi states, HaOilah Mashma HaOilah Te Rishena L'chol HaKarbonis, and as Rashi Mesechtes Pesachim and Dafnu Chasam Beis teaches us that this refers to the first carbon that is discussed in Pashas Pinchas, and as we know in Pashas Pinchas, prior to speaking about the Karbonis Musafim, the Torah speaks about the Karbon Tamid, and therefore certainly when we have both the Karbon Tamid as well as the Karbon Musaf, certainly the Karbon Tamid takes precedence over the Karbon Musafim, and also Ayin Tesis in Mesechtes Bar Metzia and Dafnu Heim and Aleph, who brings two other explanations as Inami Zok Tesis Rishen Shekriv Yisrael Bar Midbar, according to the Manda Amad, the Oilus Tamid Avoy, his continues Inami Rishen Lechon Chamizbeach, Kedam Batchilas, and as we saw in our Mishnah, in Mechan Chenes Chamizbeach, El Betam Shel Shachar, and we continue on Daf Mem Tesam Beis, El Pshitut Lesley, and therefore Abchista explains that it must be our Mishnah is talking about a case where one doesn't have enough money to buy a behemoth for the Tam Shel Shachar, as well as for the Karbonis Musafin, and the Mishnah teaches us how to meet him Im Akvis and Musafin. Certainly that can't be Pshat on Mishnah, as Amai, Tadim Kudish, and Summon Nakiris, the next words of Tadir Adif, and Abchista points out that certainly in this case, one would have to bring the Karbon Tamid first and not bring the Karbon Musaf. And as we explain in Amin Aleph, that a Karbon Tamid is not only Tadir, but it's also Makudish. Therefore, certainly it takes precedence over the Karbon Musaf. And therefore, the Mishnah will not teach us, Tmidin im Akfin Esa Musafin, El Lab de Lamachar. And therefore, Zakrab Chista, it must be that Mishnah is talking about a case where one had only enough money either to buy the Karbon Musaf for today or to buy the Karbon Tamid for the next day, which is exactly the Shaila of Rabbi Chiya and Victoni, and our Mishnah teaches us im akven zezer that tmidim im akven se musafin ba musafim im akven se tmidim, which is teaching us that neither one takes precedence over the other. And alma ki adodininu, and therefore we have a raya that they're actually exactly the same, and we should be able to be pushed to shaila Rab Chiya ba Ovin. However, the Gemara continues amalei abaya that by responds Rab Chista lo ilum de islu, that really can't bring a raya from our Mishnah to the question of Rab Chiya ba Ovin, as really our Mishnah is talking about a case where one had enough money to buy the carbon Tmidim, as well as to buy the Karbon Musafim of that day, Ulekadim. The Mishnah is teaching us Hadin B'negei Kedima, and it's teaching us that there is no Kedima of a Karbon Tamid over the Karbon Musaf, and there is no Kedima of the Karbon Musaf over the Tmidim, and whichever one you would bring first would be valid. And Abai continues that the Kakashal Chosh Lehi Dava Koidim Mitzvah Ba'amu, even though you previously asked that we have a Brisa that states, Menayin Shlehi Dava Koidim Latam Shel Shachar, Tamalim Va'arch La'o'ila, and Rava taught us Ha'ila'ila Rishena, and therefore would seem that the Karbon Tamid should have to be brought before the Karbon Musaf. However, Zokta Bayer that this din is only the Chachila, and if one brings the Karbon Musaf prior to the Karbon Tamid, then it would be valid. And the Gemara now continues, Tashma, let's try to bring a raya from Mishnah Mesechtes Erechin on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, as the Mishnah teaches us, in Pechs Mishisha Tloyim and Vukarim Belishka Tloyim, Kedei L'Shabbos L'Shnei Yom Tovim Shavuot Shana, that as we know, every single day, they bring a Keves Echad in the morning, and a Keves Echad Bein Abayim, as the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Abayim. The Mishnah Mesechtes Erechin teaches us that even after one removes from the Lishkas HaTloyim the two kfasim that will be used that day for the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, there should still always remain six tloyim in the Lishkas HaTloyim in order to make sure that if Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah came together, they would still have enough tloyim that were already pre-checked before Shabbos and Yontiv in order to have enough animals to bring all the Karbonis Tamidin that had to be brought on Shabbos and Yontiv. Keep in mind that in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the only Yontiv where there was actually 2 days was Rosh Hashanah, and they were never sure as to when Edom would come, and therefore they weren't sure if this Chodesh would be Chaser or Chodesh Mali. We will explain the Gemara that we're dealing with a case where Rosh Hashanah fell on Sunday and Monday, which was immediately after Shabbos, and therefore they would need a total of 6 Kvasim in order to bring the Karbonis Tmidim for Shabbos, Sunday, and Monday. The Gemara now continues, Hechidami, what is the case of the Mishnah Mesechtes Erechin as Ilei Mid Islei, as if the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where they had enough Kvasim, not only for the Tmidim of Shabbos, Sunday, and Monday, but also for the Karbonis Musafim for Rosh Hashanah and for Shabbos. But if so, Zakta Gemara, Tmidim Musafim to Vahavo, then why does the Mishnah state that they would have 6 Tloyim if Lemaisa they would have to have a lot more Tloyim, as we need 6 tlayim for the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Abayim of these 3 days, and we would also need 2 kfasim for the Musafim of Shabbos. We would also require 7 kfasim for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, as certainly Rosh Hashanah falls on Rosh Chodesh, and we would also require another 7 kfasim for the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah. And as Rashi states, there would be a requirement to have 22 kfasim, and even though we stated that it were 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, however, certainly they only brought the Kabbalah's Musafim on the 2nd day of Rosh Hashanah, and certainly only 1 day was the real Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara states, allowed the Leslay, and therefore it must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where they didn't have enough Tlayim, both for the Kabbalah's Tmidim, as well as all the Kabbalah's Musafim, Hushma Minah, Tmidah and Difi. And since we see that the Mishnah tells us that if we only had 6 Tlayim, then we should use them as a Karban Tamid, Shabbos, Sunday, and Monday, and the Mishnah didn't teach us that we should only use 2 of them for the Tmidim of Shabbos, and then they should use another 2 for the Musafim of that day, which is Shabbos. So we see when there's a question between the Tmidim of the next day and Musafim of today, the Tmidim of the next day takes precedence, and therefore we could be pushed to Shaila Rav Chiya Ba'Avin. However, the Gemara responds, Loi, as Lo'ilum de Islev, Hachi Ka'amar, and Pechs Mishisha Tloim, and Vakarim, Belishna Tloim, Dal Yom, Kalyum Shchita, or Mani Ben Bagbagi, then we can't bring a Raya from the Mishnah Mesechtes Erchin to the Shaila Rav Chiya Ba'Avin, as really the Mishnah Mesechtes Erchin is discussing a case where they had all 22 kvasim, which are required for the Tmidim as well as the Musafim of Shabbos as well as Rosh Hashanah. The reason why the Mishnah Mesechtes Erchin only speaks about 6 kvasim is because the Mishnah is specifically talking about a din that's only relevant to the kvasim of the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, which is the din of Bika for Dal Yamim. And as we will see, the Ben Bagba will teach us that the only times the din of Bika Dal Yamim is only by the Tmidim and not by any other Kabbanos. And as our Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Ben Bagba Goimer, Menayin Le Tamid Shel Tarim Bika Dal Yamim Kaidu Shkita, Tamalei Metishmu Lak Li B'moidai, Ulalanu Oimer, V'hoi Lechem L'Meshmeres, Ad Abbas Yoyim, Malalan Tarim Bika Abba Yamim Kaidu Shkita, Afkan Tarim Bika Abba Yamim Kaidu Shkita. And Ben Bagba teaches us, specifically B'negei, the Kvasim for the Tmidim Shel Shachar and the Tmidim Shel Bein Abayim, prior to bringing these Kvasim as a Karman Tamid, they are required to be put away for 4 days and be checked for Mumin. And some explain that this means that they checked them initially when they put them away, and they also checked them before they brought them as a carbon, and some explain that we actually have to check it every single day. And the makor for the din of Ben Bagbag is based on a gzir shava between the din of a carbon tamid and the din of Pesach Mitzrayim, as the pasuk b'negei carbon tamid in Parshas Pinchas states, "Savas b'nei Yisrael v'mataleim karboni lachmi lishai reyach nichoichi tishmeru lakriv li b'moyadai." And in Parshas Boy b'negei Pesach Mitzrayim, the pasuk also uses the term of shmira, as the pasuk first tells us, "Dabru al kol adas Yisrael lema ba'asal lachidish hazeb yichulhem ishel beis avay selabayis." And then the pasuk states, "V'hoi lachem l'mishmeres adabas yom lachidish hazeh yishachar tuayse kol kol adas Yisrael bein abayim." They separated the Karm Pesach on the 10th day of Nisan, and then they shechted on the 14th day of Nisan. Therefore, we see that aside for the day that they separated their Karban Pesach, they had another 4 days until they shechted the Karban Pesach, the 11th, 12th, 13th, and then they shechted the Karban on the 14th day of Nisan. Therefore, the same would apply b'negeya every Karban Tamid, that the Karban Tamid had to be checked for 4 days prior to bringing it as a Karban. However, this din only applied to the Kabbanos Tmidin, and it did not apply to any other Kabbanos, and that's why the Mishnah Masechtes Erchin teaches us, in order to make sure that if Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos falls together, that there would be enough Kabbanos Tmidin that are checked, so aside for that day's Kabbanos, they always had to have another 6 kvasim that were already checked for 4 days in order to be able to be used for Rosh Hashanah and for Shabbos. However, as we explained, that you can't bring a raya from this Mishnah to the Shaila of Rav Chiya Ba'Avin, as this Mishnah is not talking about a case where they didn't have enough kvasim, and certainly they had enough kvasim both for the Kabbanos Musafim as well as for the Kabbanos Tmidin for all these days. Gemara now continues, Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Ravina Yisra Rav Ashi, that based on your explanation that the Mishnah is going according to the Shita Ben Bagbag, and the Tmidim have to be checked for 4 days, that why would the Mishnah teach us that it's a requirement to only have 6 kvasim if you have Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos together, as l'chayra there should be a requirement to have 7 kvasim, as although certainly there were people that actually pre-checked animals and would sell animals that were pre-checked for 4 days, and therefore on Tuesday the gizbo would be able to go out, buy a pre-checked animal, which he could then use for the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim of Tuesday. However, certainly the marketplace was not open on Monday night, and if prior to Yom Tov and Shabbos they didn't put away an extra keves, they would not have a pre-checked keves for the Tamid Shel Shachar of Tuesday morning. And as the Gemara is, the Ikud Tzafer the Tlosa B'Shabta, as we should also require to have an extra keves in order to be able to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar on Tuesday morning. And the Gemara continues, the Rav Ashi responds to Ravina, and according to to you, Tamne Havo, da Ikrif Panya de Mali Shabta, why are you asking that we should require additional keves? Well, we should require two additional kvasim. Not only should we require you to have an extra keves for Tuesday morning, but we should also have another keves for Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, as we still need a keves for Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos. And if so, the Mishnah should have told us that in Pechzim Mishmaina Tlaim, in regard to the last question, the Gemara answers Halakasha to the boss of the Akrav Kama, that in the Chanami, when the Mishnah stated that we have to have six kvasim, is teaching us that one has to have six additional kvasim after they brought all the kvasim that are required for Friday, and after they brought the Tamashal Bein Abayim of Friday. We continue in Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and the Gemara now continues. We call Mokab Shivahavu that Ravina's original question to Ravashi is still valid. Now, why does the Mishnah teach us that there was a requirement to have six tlayim? If l'chayr, there should be a requirement to have seven tlayim, they need an additional tlayah in order to bring the tamashal shachar on Tuesday morning. Because of this question, so the Gemara changes the understanding that we had in the Mishnah Masechet Zerachin, and as the Gemara continues, al tana ba'almakai, o mai kedei l'shabbos, o beiz yom tamashal shana, simona ba'alma, and dei kedami l'tani kedei l'shabbos, v'loik tani l'shabbos, o beiz yom tamashal shana, shma mina. As Rashi explains, that in a chinami, if we're actually talking about a case where a shana and Shabbos came together, certainly they would have to have seven tlayim, as they would have to have an additional tlay that was put away and checked for 4 days that would be used for the tamashal shachar for the day after Yontiv. And the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin is just discussing a general din and teaching us that every single day of the year they would always have backup tlayim, even after they used the two kvasim that were necessary for that day, they would still have an additional six tlayim that remained at the lishkas hatlayim. And as Rashi is bothered that since the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin is not dealing with the scenario where Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah fell together, why is there always a requirement to have six kvasim in the lishkas atloyim? Zok Rashi v'le pirish tamad davar. However, v'le nira de kavu chacham minyan kavu l'davar, as the chacham always wanted to have back atloyim, as some agrees from Rashi di misrami v'le mishkachi tloyim l'hashiv tachas tloyim ani tolan ayoyim v'chim machar, that if for whatever reason there would be a shortage of tloyim and they wouldn't be able to buy additional tloyim for a couple of days, and this way shiyu mitzuyin lehim tloyim k'sherim l'shleish yomim. This would give them time to go and search and find additional pre-checked tlayim that would be used to replenish their stock of tlayim. The Gemara is bothered that if the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin is not discussing a case where Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah fell together, why did the Mishnah mention anything about Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara explains that it's actually only giving us a siman that used to have six tlayim, which would be enough for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, as when Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah fall together, we have to bring six tlayim, as we need two kvasim for every single day. The Gemara brings a raya, this must be pshat in the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin, as if the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin was talking about a specific case where Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah fell together, then the Mishnah should have stated that we require six tlayim l'Shabbos l'beiz yom tamim shal Rosh Hashanah. However, by the fact that the Mishnah stated k'dei l'Shabbos l'shnei yom tamim shal Rosh Hashanah and added the words k'dei, so it's muchach that the Mishnah is just giving a simin and it's not actually talking about an actual scenario where Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah fell together. That even though previously on Daf Lamed Tesu Mid Aleph Benegia Tzitzis, the Brisa stated Kadesh Yichur V'Yishana V'Yishalesh Laklami Toyasam, over there the Brisa could use Lashon Kadei, as it wasn't going to be a suffix as to what the Brisa meant. However, in the Mishnah Masechta Zerachin, where we could have a question as to exactly what the Mishnah meant, if the Mishnah specifically was talking about a case where Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah actually fell together, then the Mishnah should have been clearer, and the Mishnah should have stated L'Shabbos U'L'Shtei Yom Tayim Shal Rosh Hashanah, and by the fact that the Mishnah was unclear, used the term kedei, so therefore we have a raya that's the siman ba'alma. And also, in the prior tesis, Dibur Maskel Mikol Makom Zayin Havu, tesis explains the Bishleim of Beina Abayim the Rishon, Afal Pi the Tzarech Biko Dal Yomim Yitarech V'Yimatzim Uvukaron Shemavakrin Hayim Uvakrin Aysir Kedei Lemoichon Al Betzafel Lo Yochel Belayla Litreich V'Levakish Mavakrin. And as we already explained when we learned the Gemara, and also keep in mind that when we learned our Gemara, we gave a scenario where it was Shabbos and then Rosh Hashanah, as we had our Gersa in our Gemara, the Ikka the Tzafra, the Plus B'Shabta. However, Rashi seemed to have the Gersa, the Ikka the Tzafra, the Chab B'Shabta. If you Rashi, the Havmin of the Gemara was where Rosh Hashanah fell on Thursday and Friday, right afterwards was Shabbos, and therefore the Gemara is that L'Chayr we should require seven Kvasim as is a requirement for the seventh Keves or the Tamid Shel Shachar of Sunday morning. And Ayin Rashi, however, even according to Rashi, when the Gemara is for the Tameich, Tamne Havah, the Ikka the Panya the Mali Shabta, certainly that case is where it was Shabbos, and then Sunday and Monday was Rosh Hashanah. If you Rashi, this Mishnah would actually be teaching us that this requirement would be relevant not only where Shabbos is before Rosh Hashanah, but also if Shabbos is after Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the Gemara asks these questions in both cases, and the Pashtas, there's no nafkamina between the way Rashi learns our sugya and the way that we explained our sugya. Now in the top tesis at Nafnu Nomen Aleph, Diba Maschal, is the Gassi ha ikat zafir the Tosu b'Shabta, the Tolu Shnei Yom Tem Shor Hashanah Acha Shabbos, which is the way we explained our Gemara, and Uparach Vul Tameich Tam Neava, the ikat apani the Mal Shabta, Uchisavi Yishabah Emsa Yom Hoy Medaber, the Istigasi, and as Rashi is Goyis, ha ikat zafir the Chab b'Shabta, and the Fee Rashi and this Gersa, Umoin HaBez Yom Tem Lufnei HaShabbos, and Yom Tev Rosh Hashanah was on Thursday and Friday, and then came Shabbos. However, Taisa continues and brings another Gersa that is also different than Rashi, as Taisa states, Ubasa Hachi Nigrois, the Panya de Mal Yom Teva, and the Gemara's question regarding a Kvasim would be regarding the Tom Shel Bein Abayim for Wednesday afternoon, when Rosh Hashanah fell on Thursday and Friday, Ayin and Taisa. Also, when we explained our Gemara, we explained that the Lishka only had 6 Tlayim, Ayin Rashi and Daf Nun Amar Aleph, who explains that the Lishka always had 6 Tlayim that were already pre-checked for 4 days. Rashi explains that on the first day, when they were Mechanech to Mizbeach, they actually took 12 Kvasim that were already checked for 4 days, and all 12 were placed in the Lishka HaTlayim, and that day they took 2 Tlayim out, and they replaced those 2 Kvasim with 2 additional Kvasim that weren't yet checked at all, and now at the end of the day, they had 10 Tlayim which were already pre-checked for 4 days, and 2 Kvasim which weren't checked at all, and then after 4 days, at that point they had 6 Tlayim which were checked for 4 days, 2 Tlayim that were checked already for 3 days, 2 Tlayim that were already checked for 2 days, and then there was additional 2 Tlayim that were just placed into the Lishka on that day, and that's why the Mishnah teaches us that there was always 6 Tlayim that were ready to be brought as a korban, as in the Lishka's Tlayim, there was always 6 Tlayim that were already checked for 4 days, and Ayin Rashi, Dibur Masal Simoni Ba'alma, Shalit Tar Begirsa, Im Vav Oyhei Oydalid, that you should now have a Shaila as to what the Mishnah stated, if the Mishnah taught us that you had to have 6 Tlayim, or you had to 5 before. Therefore, the Mishnah gave us a simon based on the amount of kvasim needed for the Tamei Shel Shachar and Tamei Shel Bein Abayim, where Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah fell one next to the other. And before we finish, let us go back to our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, V'leim Musafim Akman Zeh. As the Mefarshim point out, that certainly our Mishnah can't be teaching us that the Musafim of all Yom Tovim are not ma'akiv each other, as we previously learned that the Musafim on Sukkot are ma'akiv each other, and as the Pasuk states, Kamishpat and Kamishpatam. Therefore, some explain that the Mishnah is discussing the Din of Kedima, even though generally we have a rule that a Chatas comes before a Karban Oila. However, if one brought a Karban Oila prior to Karban Chatas of the Karban Musafim, then it would still be valid. Others explain that in a case where we had 2 Karbanos Musafim, and for example, if Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, and generally one should bring the Karban Shabbos first, as Tadav Shein Tadav Tadav Kodim. However, if one brought the Karban of Rosh Chodesh first, then it would still be valid. And others explain that in a case where Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh fell out on the same day, and one only has enough Karbanos for one of the Karbanos Musafim and not for the other, then one is not ma'akiv the other, ayin sham. And also, now that we learned our Gemara and the Reish of our Mishnah is talking about a din kadima, so the way to understand our Mishnah is that tamidim im akim and musafim, that the carbon tamim shel shachar is not ma'akiv the musaf, and if one brings the carbon musaf prior to the tamim shel shachar, then it will not be ma'akiv. And similarly, v'leim musafim ma'akiv satmidim, that the carbon musaf should be brought prior to the tamim shel ben abayim, but if the tamim shel ben abayim was brought prior to the carbon musaf, then it would not be ma'akiv. And we previously stated that in regard to the words of the Gemara of Tadim Mekudesh, Rashi brings 2 explanations, and Rashi states, Lashon Acher, Tamidim Mekudashim Koidim Musafim, the Tamidim Karib Reisha, that since a Karban Tamid is brought first, not only is a Karban Tamid considered Tadir, but it's also considered more Kadosh than a Karban Musaf. And the Gemara explains, Tamidim Lamachu Musafim De Idna, the Gemara explains, Oidil Musafim Adifi De Havel Mekudesh, and the feed the second Lashon Rashi, Rashi explains, Lashon Acherina Musafim Abu Mekudesh Koidim Tamidim, the Musafim Yikuvu Ayoim, the Tamidim La Yikuvu Ayoim Ad Lamachar. And Taisus explains that in this Pshat of Rashi, the concept of Mekudesh is that if something has a din to be first, then that is more Mekudesh. And as Taisus states, Oisish is Mane Achsha of Mikri Mekudesh. And Taisus is bothered that according to this explanation of Rashi, why the Gemara explained that the question of Rabbi Chiya Ba'ovin was regarding the Tamid Lamachar and Musafin the Idna, which would be Mashmur that the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim always comes before the Karban Musaf, as otherwise, since this Man of the Karban Musaf would be prior to the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, then Rabbi Chiya Ba'ovin Shaila could have even been a gear to Tamei Shel Bein Abayim and a Karban Musaf. In that case, the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim would be considered more Tadir, but since the Tamid of Shabbos comes first, that would be considered Mekudesh. However, Taisa explains, Hasim and Taim Achrina, that certainly the Karban Musaf is brought before the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim, based on a different explanation, as the Hachikam Rachmana, Kol Hechad Ika Echab Beika, Asay Shneini, Shani Bein Abayim, as the Psukim of the Gator Karman Tama teaches us, is a Kevasa Echo, Tasa Babuka, Vesa Kevasa Shani, Tasa Bein Abayim. Whenever you bring a Karman Tama Shel Shachar, then you have to bring a Tama Shel Bein Abayim at the end of the day. Therefore, certainly Rav Chiya Bar Oven did not have a Shaila. Certainly, the Tama Shel Bein Abayim must be brought only after the Karman Musaf. And finally, keep in mind that when the Mishnah says that Tumidim Eim Akvins Musafim, certainly if one only has the Karbanis Musafim and they don't have a Karman Tamid, certainly they could still bring the Karbanis Musafim, even though they did not bring the Karbanis Tumidim on that day, as there's no reason why we would think that one would be Ma'akiv the other. And Rabbeinu Geshem, who points out that the Mishnah doesn't teach us that Tumidim Eim Akvins HaTumidim, that the Tamid Shel Shachar is not Ma'akiv the Tamid Shel Bein Abayim, certainly they're considered two separate Karbanis and they don't come at the same time. And as he states, like Karvi Trei B'Yachad, Ala Echa B'Bekev, Echa B'Erev, and therefore certainly it's Pashid, one Karban Tamid would not be Ma'akev, another Karban Tamid, Ayin Sham. Keep in mind that the Mefarshim bothered the Hakur of Chiyuba Oven have a Shaila, the Karban Musaf that is supposed to be brought today should take precedence over Karban Tamid that should be brought tomorrow if we have a cloud that Imar Vina Al Mitzvahs, and certainly the Karban Musaf should take precedence. And as we generally know, that the only time that we use the cloud, our Tadiv Shein Tadiv, Tadiv Koydim, is only when we have two mitzvahs in front of us. This cloud is generally not used when dealing with two separate mitzvahs, with the time for one already started before the other one. Ayin and Mefarshim will discuss this point. And finally, Ayin and Ba'an Tesis and Daf Mem Tesim Aleph and Dima Maskel Tamalim of Erech Leha Oila and Tesis Bader Tema the Perkal Tode Nafkalim Medichsev Milvada Lusabika Shela Eilus Hatomid Tassos Eila Michlal the Tomid Kara Bresha. Then the Gemara Mestech the Svachim on Daf Pei Tesim Aleph, the Gemara brings a Makar that the Tomid Shel Shachar comes before the Karbanis Musafim based on a different pasuk. Ayin Tesis, who begins on Daf Mem Tesim Aleph and finishes on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, potentially this is the only time in Shas where we find Tesis on three different Amudim, though it's certainly not the longest Daf in Shas, and we will stop over here.